So Kiddush and the wife problem. And so Robert, I know, likes the title of this over here. So this is not a Shalom Bayis here. Definitely don't think this is a Shalom Bayis here. The question is a bomb problem. Who here has ever been Yotze? You know, you're Yotze, your wife, for Kiddush. Most people, you go home, you're Yotze, your wife, Kiddush. You Kiddush, you know, your wife doesn't make Kiddush for you. That would be pretty liberal, right? If you came home and your wife is the one who makes Kiddush. Some places, I'm sure they do that, okay? Not for this topic over here. But so you go home and you make Kiddush for your wife. So what's the problem with that? Why is there a problem about making Kiddush for your wife? Oh, so the Gemara in Brachos says that a wife, you have to build up a couple of steps. Point number one, fact number one, you can tell me if you disagree with any of these facts. Fact number one, your wife is chayav d'oraisa in Kiddush. The concept of Kiddush. Why? The Gemara says, since she's obligated in the negatives of Shabbos, right? She's not going to turn on a light. Maybe a kosher switch. Fine, that's a separate discussion. If she's allowed to turn on a light on Shabbos, right? She's not going to turn on the light on Shabbos. Therefore, she's also obligated to make Kiddush on Shabbos d'oraisa. You are chayav in Kiddush, also d'oraisa. But as we said last week, which is all you have to know from last week, is that a person's chayav in making Kiddush is d'oraisa, but you can, according to many Rishonim, fulfill your d'oraisa by davening. So you daven in shul, right? You're supposed to be davening Friday night. You come here, you daven. You now have been yotze your d'oraisa. You say mekadesh shabbos, right? You're finished your d'oraisa of sanctifying the Shabbos, whatever you have to do. You go home, the cup of wine now is only d'rabbanan for you. So your d'rabbanan is going to be yotze your wife's d'oraisa. So you're going to tell me, well, my wife also davened. Well, I don't know. Who here's wife davens Friday night? Okay. Now, if you have kids, any kids, my wife definitely doesn't daven Friday night because you're busy running around with the kids. And, you know, the time that you're at shul, the time everything gets settled down, you're already back from shul. I guess it depends where you daven Friday night. But most of the time you come back, your kids are running around still. Your wife hasn't had a second to daven. So let's assume women don't. Or even if your wife does daven in general, most women don't daven Marib specifically. They may daven Shacharis, they may daven Mincha. You know, but Marib definitely is a lower level, whatever that means, not for now, of davening. So therefore, the likelihood that your wife daven Marib is pretty small. So you have a derabbanan, your wife is d'oraisa. How are you able to be yotze her in Kiddush? Nusa, so what are you going to tell me? So you could say, well, let's say it was a man. I have a friend who's coming over, didn't daven Marib. You know, he's not so from. I want to include him in the mitzvah, so I invite him to my house. He didn't daven Marib. Can I be yotze his d'oraisa? He still has a d'oraisa because he didn't daven. So his kiddush is d'oraisa. Can I be yotze him? Yes or no? Motzi. Well, I'm gonna make kiddush for myself. The cup is for myself, but my d'oraisa was already done. This kiddush is only the rabbanim for me. For him, this kiddush cup is gonna be d'oraisa because he didn't daven yet. Right? You're with me so far? Oh, so we'll get to that point. Okay, so you're 10 steps ahead of me. I'm still back up. So back up, the simple thing is I could be Yotze, the man, my friend, the man, by just through the concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. Right? We're all responsible for each other, and that even if I was Yotze my mitzvah, I can be Motzi someone else. So my friend, my non-religious male friend, comes to my house, and he did not daven whatever he wants. He's a religious, he's somehow, he's that solo guy. He didn't get a chance to daven. So I'm having an atzal. That's a better case. Yeah, I have an atzal guy. He didn't get a chance to daven. He runs in now Friday night. He's eating at my house. He didn't daven a word. He was out saving lives. Now, so I can be motzi him in Kiddush. Clearly, because mine is, even though mine is the Rabbanan, his is still Daraisa because he didn't daven yet. Through Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. But do you say Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet to women? The Rosh says you don't. That there is no Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet by women, because the women weren't on higher degrees and higher evil when we got that whole concept of Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. So therefore, says the Rosh, women are not involved in the Parsha of Arevus. Says the Dagol Mervava, therefore the bomb question, how are you allowed to be Yotze, your wife, in Kiddush? Go through it one more time. You're Darabonin, she's Doraisa. No, so I need answers, and then we call a leave. Okay, she could be a who's a shliach? Who for who? For what? How is a shliach? Arevus. Because you're the rabbanan, she's the raisa. So it only works. But shlichus, you're saying arevus. You're good. You're on the right path. But so what's the difference between shlichus and arevus? But if I'm not mechuyev in it, so I can't do, how can I be a shliach? Oh, so the only way you blow shofar twice is through the mitzvah of Arvus, through Arvus. That's the concept of Arvus, is that my, even though I was already yotzi my mitzvah of shofar, I can now be yotzi my friend. That's the kaven shiyotza motzi. That's the, so 1 second. So you have problems with being playing shofar for women. Right. There, women may not be chayav. The raisa, perhaps, I'm saying, they have other issues. So let's just stick with Kiddush for a second. You're on the right path. But the Dogma Ravava says, so it's only the Rabbanim, you can't leave. I'm saying I'll be done at 8:20, but I also, part of the rules were that you have to help me out here. You have to give me answers. So Mr. Weissman really has some fancy part we'll get to, you know, later on. But I just want to know basic. So, Srameka own it. Okay, so it's a similar idea. So answer number one is that this rush is a nice idea, but it's not so clear that that's what the rush means. Meaning it's not so clear that women aren't involved in the parsha of Arvus. You could say that women are in the parsha of Arvus, that maybe they can't be, Kol Yisrael Arev himself is that a woman can't be Otzei. A man maybe, because through Arvus, in other words, if the woman's very frum, right? The woman goes to shul Friday night and she's Arvus, right? And the husband stays at home with the kids. So the woman's very, very frum. So the woman already was Yotzei her Daraisa, and the husband hasn't been Yotzei his Daraisa. Now the woman wants to come home and she wants to make Kiddush for the man. So can she do that? So then, besides all the sociological problems involved in that scenario, she would not be able to do it because Arvus doesn't work from the woman to the man. But from the man to the woman, perhaps Arvus works. Let me read you an Arka Shulchan, who says that exact thing. And that's answer number one. Answer number one is, even though the Rush seems to say Arvus doesn't work, maybe only means from the woman to the man to the woman is fine. And and listen to what the Arka Shulchan says. He says, Vimkein Misha Espawel, Chiyuvo Rak Midrabbanan, or Misha Ro Espawel, the wife, Chiyuvo Menatora. How is the Rabbanan going to take care of the Raisa? He says, Ach lefize lo matzonu yodenu v'raglenu b'chol ha-mishpachos. He said, no family would be able to exist. Sh'abalabayis mekadish u'motzi ishto uvnosav v'kalosav. The husband comes home, he's yotzei his wife, his sons, his daughters, his daughter-in-laws, afal pi shavo hispalu, even though they didn't daven yet. Rather, he says, the pshat is it must be through Arvus. T'chol Yisrael arevim zeh lezeh. U'lechein ish v'isha yecholin v'hotzi zeh et zeh b'chol gavni. He says, a man and a woman could be yotzei each other. And he says, that rush, that means Arvus. You know what a rush must be saying that Arvus doesn't work? That's referring to mitzvahs that a woman is not chayev d'oraisa. For women, mitzvahs that a woman is chayev d'oraisa, like Kiddush, Arvus does work. So this answer is a cheap answer because it kind of like undoes the whole question from the outset, but it's a good answer. So answer number one, women are bechlal Arvus. But if you don't want to change what the Rush simply said, so what is our answer? How is a man able to be yotzei his wife, you know, his wife? So I've got five answers more. So no, we got it. A guy's got to hit it off. So no, so answer number one, women are Arvus. And just a story to build this up is the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. It's very, the Achronim bring this story, which is a pretty hard story to understand how it's a proof. Gemara brings in Avodah Zarah a story about Rabbi Chanina ben Trajon, who I believe was one of the Asar Rugi Malchus, one of the Asar Rugi Malchus, right? Who was died, who was killed, and the Gemara says because he was Hoge Osiosav of the Shem Hashem, which somehow either means either said Hashem's name in vain or said the certain name of Hashem that he shouldn't have said. So the Gemara says, how could he have done that? The Gemara says he did it to teach his students, or he was doing it to teach it, but yet on his level, he shouldn't have done that. And the Gemara says his wife was punished also, and she was killed as well because of his sin. His wife, because of his sin? So the Gemara says, yeah, because the poskim say, because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet. So his wife was punished for not giving him Musar, for saying Shem Hashem improperly. So you see that a wife can be obligated in her husband, the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet, that they could each are involved in the Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazet, which is like this Archa Shochan. Answer number one. Answer number two. No, someone says, come on. Before we get to Mr. Weissman's fancy answer. No, answer number two. Why can't
the man simply as a something? Yeah. Why can't he just have in mind that
he's
davening
for
his
study?
He's not
the Kaddish
Shabbos,
and his Kiddush Shabbos takes
place, but he may take it on.
So you're Mechamed to the Chesam Sofer. The Chesam Sofer said, once the rabbis, he says, you don't even have to really have in mind, because once the rabbis set up that, you know, that Kiddush is the Rabbanan, at least now, additionally, on a coast at your house, then a person's mind, by definition, is, look, I have to make Kiddush anyway. I'd rather be Yotzei the mitzvah on wine. And therefore, a person by default, unless he has in mind and says, you know, I'm going to be mechaben for the mitzvah of Kiddush d'oraisa during davening, which I definitely am not thinking about, you know, during davening. I'm probably not thinking about anything relevant during davening. But the point is, unless you're thinking that kavana, then, you know, then you're not really Yotzei your d'oraisa by davening. And therefore, you're right. Your d'oraisa stays until the cup, and therefore it's your d'oraisa can knock off for a d'oraisa. Exactly. Yeah. Oh. The kviyas, the make kiddush in shul. Oh. And we're gonna talk about it. Come back in 2-3 weeks. We're gonna have a whole thing on that problem. That's a problem in itself. It's a big problem. Yeah, they don't do that, right? In many shuls, they don't do it, which is probably the more preferable minhag. Although places that have a minhag to do it, you know, still do it. There are a lot of other problems involved in making kiddush in shul, but you're right. That would be one of them. Yeah. And you're saying in shul or in general at home? Yeah. No. Agreed. Okay. So answer number two is this chasam sofer. Answer number three is similar to this chasam sofer, but this is a little bit more heebie-jeebier. Yeah, and it needs a lot of work. This is a prima gadim. The prima gadim says a fundamental rule. He says it's nothing to do with kavana. Once the rabbis set up a mitzvah and say the d'oraisa is X, now the rabbis say the way to fulfill the d'oraisa is through Y. Now X, even though it was a d'oraisa, loses its status of the way to fulfill the d'oraisa. In other words, he gives another example. The rabbis say you have to have at least your body and most of your head inside the sukkah, and you're not allowed to have your shulchan outside. I mean, that's d'oraisa, that's fine. If your shulchan is outside of the sukkah, that's okay. However, the rabbi said don't put your shulchan outside the sukkah. Why? Because what's going to happen? You're going to do this, and you're going to be bleeding over. But let's say you happen to keep your head inside the sukkah, and you still keep your shulchan outside of the sukkah. So the rice, you should be yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. Says toast in the beginning of sukkah? No. Because once the rabbi said not to do it a certain way, and you didn't follow the rabbinic decree, therefore you're not even yotzei the mitzvah d'oraisa. Says the same answer, same thing over here. The rabbi said to Rabbanan, you have to make kiddush on wine. So you think you could be a big knocker and base it on the d'oraisa? Oh, d'oraisa, I was allowed to make it in kiddush. I was allowed to make it in davening. No, once the rabbi said you make it on wine, the only way to fulfill the d'oraisa mitzvah now is on wine. And therefore, my d'oraisa, when I go home and make kiddush, I'm d'oraisa, my wife's d'oraisa. It's nothing to do with arvus, it's nothing to do with anything. Then it's like a regular being yotzei, someone, you don't even need arvus, you don't need anything. It's just I'm doing my mitzvah, she's doing my mitzvah. Fine, answer number three. Answer number four, we go to Mr. Weissman's fancy answer. So the barrel, listen to this barrel, okay, it's two lines. Yeah, barrel, okay, talking about a different issue. He says, "Bini re'isi b'chidushi Rabbi Akiva Eger, shemistapik." He's not sure. To ulai yotzei hamitzus asei ba'amiris shabata tuva bovad. That maybe a person could be yotzei their d'oraisa mitzvah of kiddush by saying good Shabbos. And therefore, you go home to your wife and you say to her, good Shabbos. You know, it's a Shalom Bayis part. It's a good idea in general to walk into your house to say the first thing to say to your wife, good Shabbos. Not like, you know, why isn't it set up, right? That's the extent of my Shalom Bayis advice. Right? That's as much as I learned. Like, in 9 years of marriage, it's not a good thing to walk in and say, you know, why isn't everything set up, right? Oh, so you say good Shabbos to them, exactly. You just say good Shabbos, and by them saying good Shabbos back to you, they are fulfilling their d'oraisa. So now they're knocked down to the Rabbanim as well. And that's pretty radical. Because let me ask you a question. Do you ever wish someone good Shabbos on your way to shul for mincha erev Shabbos? All the time, right? So if you say good Shabbos is a problem, so then you've messed up. How are you going to go daven mincha? You're going to walk to shul Friday night before you daven mincha. You're going to wish your friend good Shabbos. And you're going to go daven mincha. You accept upon yourself Shabbos if good Shabbos is an accepting of Shabbos upon yourself. Good Erev Shabbos. That's exactly where it comes from. This is Rabbi Akiva Eger. That's why the best thing to do is to say good Erev Shabbos. But now, the problem is, I once said this in work one time at a Devar Torah, and then someone told me now he doesn't say good Shabbos all Friday, you know, all of Friday. But it's silly, because the only time that you can accept him on yourself Shabbos is after Plag HaMincha. You know, it's only after Plag. You could say good Shabbos at 9 o'clock in the morning. You're not going to accept upon yourself Shabbos. It's only after Plag HaMincha, when you could technically accept upon yourself Shabbos, that then it's preferable to say good Erev Shabbos. But that's answer number four. So it's unclear if you don't have any das. So that's why, you're right. Correct. And that's why it's probably not, probably you don't accept it by yourself Shabbos. But think about it. What do you mean with a good Shabbos? What do you mean? You kind of mean, you know, good Shabbos. Like it's now Shabbos time. So you kind of like are accepting upon yourself when you say good Shabbos. The problem with that is you have to think about that. That means to be Mekadosh to Shabbos, all I have to say is good Shabbos. Why do I bother davening? You know, like, I mean, we have so many long words in davening. If all you could accomplish, you could accomplish yourself accepting upon yourself Kiddush Shabbos, but just saying good Shabbos, you know, then why do we have so much? The answer is because it's not so clear that by just saying good Shabbos, you're Yotzid. You really have to say Shevach the Kiddush is the Lashon of the Rambam. You have to really praise Shabbos. So just saying good Shabbos, is that much of a praise? Not really. So therefore, this answer sounds nice, but it's a little bit suspect. So answer number 5, Nusa, what else? Come on, this I thought was the most basic. So more, I'm going to have more basic for you. What does your wife do? What is something that everyone's wife here definitely does Friday night? Lights candles, no? So Tzitz Eliezer brings, huh? She was not Makabel Shabbos, saying even stronger. She was even Makadosh Shabbos. Not only did she accept upon Shabbos, she did her Kiddush Shabbos d'oraisa, according to many. Baruch National Shabbos. And even they saw it bring down. You know, doesn't your wife say a lot of little stuff after they close their eyes, right? All this techinas, right? It's very, very frum, right? So that frumkeit is not only a spiritual thing, it's really a halachic thing. They're, by doing that, they're accepting upon Shabbos. They're praising Shabbos, or whatever the stuff you say there. That is really, you know, being Makadosh to Shabbos. All right, so therefore, when you come home, you are able to be Yotzei that. Fine. Right, yeah. But that's Mekabel Shabbos. Mekabel Shabbos may be different than Kiddush Shabbos. Because like we said, to do Kiddush Shabbos, you have to praise Shabbos, you have to sanctify Shabbos, you have to say something more than just not doing Malacha. There has to be some active verbal declaration of being Mekadosh to Shabbos, no? A lot of Ner Shel Shabbos, but again, you're not really praising Shabbos. You're saying these are the candles of Shabbos. You're not saying, you know, that's why the stuff afterwards is probably the better way to do it. Right? If your wife just lights candles, probably you could still be Yotze. It's just the way that the Achronim bring it down. They say, oh, and this stuff afterwards. So I don't know if that's intentional. They throw in that as well. Fine. Exactly. Because she got knocked down to the Rabbanim. Right. Same thing. She could get knocked down to the Rabbanim by saying good Shabbos. She could get knocked down to the Rabbanim by doing the candles. Fine. Final answer. Yes, so we have a final answer over here. This is, who says your Yotze, your Kiddush Daraisa in davening? Anyone here say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in davening? Okay, I'm never really bad. You can take out a sitter. Find me the words Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim in davening. Fine, look at Ashkenaz. Sfarad, I don't know. I daven Ashkenaz, even when I'm here. No, so someone check. Sfarad, find me the words Yitzias Mitzrayim in all of davening. The Kolbo has a girsa of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a Mefurash Gemara in Pesachim that you need to say Yitzias Mitzrayim in order to do Mekadosh to Shabbos. No one here says Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. No, it doesn't say. It says Maisa Bereishis. No, it doesn't say, right? At the end, though, in Magen Avos, don't we say Maisa Bereishis, right? Zechir Maisa Bereishis, right? Yeah. So it says Maisa Bereishis. Maybe. Oh. Okay, fine. Krishma. Okay, then that's good. The Minchas Kinnach talks about that point. But the Pashtus, you're not saying anything about Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. So you... How can you be Yotzi your Daraisa in davening? You haven't even said Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, when you get home, you haven't even, you're still on a Daraisa level. Even though you're very from that you davened, and you said Mekadosh Shabbos maybe 10 times, unless you say Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, you can't fulfill your Daraisa. So that's it. So they talk about it. The Achronim talk about if the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim in Kriya Shema counts, it's nothing unique to Shabbos. So does the Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim that you say have to somehow be connected to Shabbos or not? The Gemara says that in order to be Mekadosh Shabbos, you need to say Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. I'm going to have a separate Kabbura all on that topic itself. But assume, grant me that for now, that you need to say Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. It's a Mefurash Gemara. If that's the case, you haven't been Yotzei your Daraisa, so you haven't said Zechir Yitzias Mitzrayim. You're on an equal level to your wife. Therefore, your wives are all safe. It's a good thing. You could still say, again, you want to be really frum. The best way is say good Shabbos. This way, you're Yotzei every Shita. Yeah. Sure.